Get ready. Join.
You're listening to Neon Jazz with Joe Domino. The alpha of this new episode of Neon Jazz comes from trombonist and bandleader Edward Kid Ory with the tune Big Butter and Eggman off a 1999 Verve Sessions compilation disc. The Louisiana native began playing music with homemade instruments as a kid. By the time he was a teenager, he led his own band. As time marched forward, he moved to New Orleans and became one of the most influential trombonists of early jazz. Kidd was a banjo player as a kid, and this ability helped him develop tailgame, a style of playing the trombone which consists of rhythmic line underneath the trumpets and cornets. He eventually moved to L.A., then the Great Depression happened, and Kidd retired from music and would not play again until 1943. From 1944 to 61, he led one of the top New Orleans-style bands of that period. In the end, Kidd retired from music in the year 1966 and spent his last years in Hawaii. That might be one of the finest ends for any jazz bio I've ever talked about or can think of. Warm reflections on a scorching jazz career for the Kidd. Welcome to an hour of hand-picked songs from the annals of jazz here on Neon Jazz. This is your host, Joe Domino, coming to you from the town of KC jazz legends from yesterday, like Count Basie, and today with cats like Herman Mahari, right here in Kansas City, Missouri. Ready to spin cats like Zoot Sims, Donald Byrd, Kenny Drew, and many, many more. This next cat on Neon Jazz is keeping the Kansas City scene one of the most vibrant it has been in many years. This is percussionist Brandon Draper with a live 2013 cut with his trio called Set 1.3. We'll be right back.
Hi, this is Herman Mahari. You are listening to Neon Jazz with Joe Domino.
Was swing clarinetist Abe Most with the song Send in the Clowns off a 2010 compilation called The Most. Abe etched his legacy in the jazz world working with the likes of Les Brown and Tommy Dorsey and their bands in the 40s and 50s. Abe served in the Army Air Corps during World War II and was stationed in Southern California. After the war, he settled in the Los Angeles area, working with his own group and briefly with the Dorsey Orchestra. From the 50s through the 70s, he made a steady living in the studio orchestra at 20th Century Fox. That was the bread and butter for many of these jazz cats during that period, and I'm sure it was one they dug the most. Here's the very cool 1950s supergroup known as the Modern Jazz Quartet with the song All of You featuring John Lewis on piano, Milt Jackson on the vibes, Percy Heath on double bass, and Connie Kay on the skins. Dig it.
This is New York City jazz trombonist Nick Finzer. You're listening to Neon Jazz with Joe Domino.
was a short, sweet little piano number by Lee Dunlap Boyd off the 2012 record called The Lake Reflections. For nearly 8 years, Lee has been a live musician. Now at age 86, he's recorded his second album, which is Lake Reflections. What a story he is, and a testament to the fact that it is never too late. The music lives in you. It will find a way to get out no matter how old you are. And good for Lee for doing it in his 80s. There is simply no way to go wrong with this next cat, rhythm and blues trumpeter Donald Byrd. Here he is with the 1957 song All Day Long off the album Say Listen.
Thank you. This is Mark with the Summers family here in Liberty, and every Saturday morning we listen to Neon Jazz with Joe Demino.
Thank you.
That was the English jazz man Alan Barnes along with his quartet on the 2009 song Panonica off his album Blessing in Disguise. His career zigzagged through the 70s and 80s in London as he worked with several orchestras. This all winded down to 1986 when he co-led the Jazz Renegades with rock drummer Steve White. They recorded four albums. He has been very busy over the years with many musicians and projects. He was also a regular broadcaster over a 10-year period with the BBC Big Band and Radio 1 Orchestra. Alan was good, and he is good. This next musician is known as Day-Day in France and the world, along with being one of the best drummers of modern times in France. This is the great André Cesarelli with the 2006 song Avenue des Diables Blues. I'm gonna go get some more.
Mark the Love Man Pinder from Conan O'Brien's show on TBS and the Basic Cable Band. And when I'm in Kansas City, I listen to Neon Jazz with Joe Domino.
Thank you.
was alto saxophonist Antonio Hart with a 1995 song called Puerto Rico. As a gifted altoist, he gained attention for his work with Roy Hargrove. He has sat in with Art Blakey's Jazz Messengers, toured with Hargrove for some years, and in the mid-90s formed his own group. He's had quite a career, and it's still chugging full speed ahead. Here's another alto saxophonist that is Antonio's elder, and he's very gifted. This is the great Benny Carter with the song I Love Paris.
Ha ha ha. I want to be your man. I want to stay with you, baby. Don't ever let you go. Please remember what I told you. Well, I want your love some more. Well, please say you need me. Just keep my love in store. Well, it's so long, baby. Well, I think I better go.
That was a bit of a shout out to our Kansas City town. That was the song A Blues, What's On Your Mind, off a 2011 album called Stretching Out, Kansas City Revisited, by the combo of the great Bob Brookmeyer and Mr. Zoot Sims. Still one of the greatest names in jazz. Playing us right out of this hour of jazz is pianist Kenny Drew with his trio, the 1974 song All Souls Here. We tried to bring as many souls into the show as we could. Thanks again for tuning into a show featuring one of America's finest inventions, jazz. Thanks to my good friend, show engineer, and a jazz man in his own right who loves all cats, feline and human, Mr. John Christopher. Talk to us about our show, send us some suggestions. We'll hear you. Contact us at neonjazzkc@gmail.com. We would dig it the most. Until next time, enjoy the music, my friends. Up a 19. 99 Verb Sessions compilation disc. You like that?
Neon Jazz.